Our February staycation at Rosie on the House takes us up the Beeline Highway to Payson, then east on 260 to the turnoff to Christopher Creek and Christopher Creek Lodge, our accommodations for the staycation this month. Jeff R., who stayed at Christopher Creek Lodge, said this about it. If you need a break from the city and enjoy nature and the outdoors, don't pass up the opportunity to stay at Christopher Creek Lodge. Great people, great location, and great environment to just get away and enjoy nature. And the owner of Christopher Creek Lodge in this little slice of heaven's with us this morning, Darren Varney, good morning.
Hey, we love those reviews. We need more of those. Love to hear that.
Why don't you describe Christopher Creek Lodge to us?
Perfect. Love to. So I'm here with my brother and partner, Justin Varney. And Christopher Creek Lodge, for those who have not been at Christopher Creek is about an hour and 50 minutes from the valley. So it's a short drive, and it's right below the Mogollon Rim. So when you walk out the lodge door from many of the spots, you can see part of the Mogollon Rim. And the actual lodge itself was established in 1950. So this year we're going to be celebrating 70 years. When you walk into the property, there's a number of cabins. There's some smaller motel rooms. And we're in the process of finishing a game room that's going to have shuffleboard, TVs, couch, game tables, card tables for families and friends to play. But the best part about the lodge, honestly, is just the location of the trees and the greenery. And then the crown jewel is the Christopher Creek that literally runs right through the lodge. There's eight of the cabins that you walk out your cabin and you're on the shore on the bank of Christopher Creek.
And that was my big thing, too, my takeaway. And I've been to Christopher Creek many times. It's my special place to go hiking in the fall. My secret trail is called Sea Canyon. Not far from the trailhead's just up the road. Of course, now it's not a secret. People are going to show up now. But but with Christopher Creek, you could go there any season and really enjoy the outdoors there.
For sure. So, you know, obviously, we're just kind of getting close to wrapping up our winter season. What's great about Christopher Creek Lodge in the winter is obviously the snow. There's plenty of places to go sledding and build snowmen. And some people stay there and they'll drive up to Sunrise and go skiing or snowboarding for the day. And then one of the best parts about the winter is all the water that's in the creek is beautiful. The spring, of course, is when everything starts to green up. We love it up there in the spring. And you've got great wild grapevines and oak and pine trees and all sorts of greenery that just really brightens it up. And, of course, the summertime, everybody loves the summertime because we like to escape the heat. But each season has a strength and something that we love about it, trying to get up there.
Christopher Creek looks like a little piece of heaven in another state, but it's right here in Arizona, and it's close by. I would say if couples wanted to get away for the weekend, if you're reading a book solo and you just want to rent a cabin along the creek, or even family reunions, this is the perfect place to go.
No, it is. And all the cabins, everything's focused around family and being able to fit families in there. All these cabins, they have the bed. They have all the twin beds for the kids to be able to stay in. And I think that's one thing we're really trying to focus on is creating all those spaces or places for families to get outside and gather together and be able to enjoy the grounds and enjoy the outdoors together.
And besides hiking, there's plenty of other activities nearby.
Fish hatchery is just down the road, which is a great place to be able to take your kids, and the lakes up on top of the rim, which are another great place to go fishing.
Woods Canyon Lake and Willow Springs for trout fishing and those pesky green sunfish.
Right up there on top of the rim. It's a beautiful place with, you can get boats, go out onto the water. And
one thing that you mentioned was the Sea Canyon Trailhead. And the lodge is literally right at the entrance almost of the Sea Canyon Trailhead. And for those of you who have not seen that, it's one of, in my opinion, one of the prettiest hikes there is in Arizona. But you're literally hiking up through kind of the base of the rim, and you've got Sea Canyon Spring coming out. And to think you're in a different state, absolutely think you're in a different state when you're hiking up the Sea Canyon Trailhead.
Yeah, and I want to let everyone know, because I've done it three times already, that you don't have to do the entire trail. You can only do half of it. It does get a little intense as you get up toward the side of the Mogollon Rim, because you end up on Forest Road 300. But it is a fantastic trail to just go and relax and just enjoy the view and an occasional deer or two.
And that one of the other, have you ever done the Horton Spring Trail?
Ooh, I wish you wouldn't mention that. That was my other secret trail.
I'm sorry I ruined it. That's one of my favorite places to go, to see that the natural spring coming out of the out of the base of the rim.
That's my go-to. If C was a little tough on my legs, I actually do Horton. although a couple of winters ago, it had snowed on the Horton Creek Trail, and I started at the trailhead with 2 inches of snow. That was no problem. I had my snow gear with me. Not thinking, as I went higher up in elevation, the snow got up to my knees. And let's just say the next day, I was sore. But it was a beautiful hike, one of my favorite hikes. For folks that want to stay at Christopher Creek Lodge, Darren Barney, tell the folks how to make a reservation.
Okay, no, for sure. So to add to that, one of our strengths that we feel that we have up there is our people. And so Michelle and Chris and Tia and Susan, the team up there, are so friendly and so helpful. You know, you call, they'll be able to answer any questions. So a couple ways to get in touch with us. One, obviously you can call us. And then the other is the website. And we'll go ahead and give you both of those right now. The website is ChristopherCreekLodge.com, ChristopherCreekLodge.com, and then the phone number is 928-478-4300, and when you call that number, Chris will be the one to answer, and any questions that you might have, he'll be happy to ask, and the website does have some great pictures on there, so you can get on there and look at that, and love to have you come up and check it out.
So no matter the season, spring for the beautiful blooms, summer to cool off, fall for the colors, and winter for the snow, that little piece of heaven's waiting for you anytime at Christopher Creek Lodge. Our next vacation you can register for right now at rosieonthehouse.com. The town too tough to die, you're going to Tombstone. So register at rosieonthehouse.com, look under the staycation tab, and win your next staycation with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the House. Darren Barney with Christopher Creek Lodge, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.